Roommates by Sue Leather and Julian Tomlinson. Copyright 2011, Heinle Cengage Learning. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. A Big Day.
"Mom, please let me go," Bobby says. Bobby is in front of his house with his mother and father. His bags are all in the car next to him. His mother looks worried.
"Just be sure to drive slowly, Bobby," Gloria Harris says to her son. "There are always a lot of cars on that highway from Powell to Brenton."
"Oh, Mom," says Bobby, "it's okay." Bobby is driving to Brenton College for the first time, and he can see that his mother is worried. She is always worried about something, he thinks. But Bobby's worried too, and his eyes are big behind his round glasses. He's worried about college, about a million different things. His mom and dad don't have a lot of money. Bobby knows that he has to work when he gets there. He has a job in the college cafeteria. Then there are his business studies. Bobby's worried about them, too. College is different from school. "Can I do well there?" he thinks. He'll live away from home, too, in the dorm, in a room with another student at the college. Most of all, Bobby's worried about his roommate. "I hope he's nice," he thinks. For the third or fourth time that Sunday morning, Bobby's mother says, "Remember to work hard at Brenton, Bobby. Remember that this is a big thing, going to college. You're the first in our family."
"I have to go, Mom," Bobby says.
"Now, Gloria," says Bobby's dad, Marvin, smiling. "Bobby always works hard. You know that." Then he looks at Bobby. "But your mother's right, son. This is a big day for you."
"It's a big day," his mother says again. "Now, do you have everything? Are you sure?"
"Yes, I have everything," Bobby says.
"Yes, he has everything, Gloria," says Bobby's dad.
"Come on," says Bobby's mother. "Take a photo of us all before you go. Then you can put it in your room at college."
"Oh, Mom, I have to go," Bobby starts.
But his mother goes into the house to look for the camera. 30 minutes later, Bobby drives away from his parents' house. He looks back and sees his mom and dad at the door. His mother is crying, her face in his dad's shirt. Bobby wants to cry too, but he tries not to. He drives to the end of Willow Street, where the Harris family lives. Then he drives onto the road to Brenton. It's a Sunday, but there are a lot of cars on the road. Bobby has to think about his driving on the 2-hour drive from his little town Powell to the college in Brenton. But it's a beautiful September day, and soon he's feeling good. It's the first time for Bobby to live away from home. He smiles and thinks, "Brenton College, here I come." He turns on the car radio and listens to some soft rock music. The drive goes well for over an hour. The sun is coming in the car window as Bobby drives down the highway to Brenton. He looks at the trees and flowers near the road. Brenton's big, not like Powell, he thinks. Powell has just 8,000 people. Maybe the other students are from the city, not from little towns like mine. He thinks about Monday, too. His classes start tomorrow. What are the teachers like? What about the other students? Then, near Brenton, Bobby sees a motorcycle behind him. "That's going fast," he thinks as he looks behind him. It's a black motorcycle, and the rider is wearing a red jacket and has a red and white helmet on his head. He looks again. The motorcycle is right behind him now. Bobby looks at the rider. He's a young man, about Bobby's age. Is he smiling? Bobby thinks. He looks like he's smiling. Then the motorcycle comes fast, really near Bobby's car, and then right in front of him. Bobby stops his car. He opens his window.
"Hey!"
he calls angrily to the man on the motorcycle. But the rider rides away. Bobby is very angry. "What a crazy man," he thinks. But he feels bad now, and he drives slowly all the way to Brenton College. Bobby is still angry when he gets to Brenton College. He parks his car in the parking lot for Robert Adam House Dorm, where his new room is. He walks to the dorm office to get his key. "Room 213, your roommate's there since Friday," says the man in the office, smiling at Bobby. "Any problems, you come and see me, okay?" "Thanks," says Bobby. He's friendly anyway, Bobby thinks. I hope my roommate is nice too. As Bobby walks up to his room, he can hear very loud rock music.
Where's that coming from? Then, as he gets near the door of room 213, he can hear that the music is coming from his room. He looks at the number on the door again. Is this the right room? He thinks. But it is. Bobby opens the door and the music gets louder. The first thing he sees is a lot of clothes on the floor, a pizza box, and two or three soda cans. The second thing he sees is his roommate, smiling at him, wearing a red jacket and with a red and white motorcycle helmet in his hand.